It served as a state health facility for decades, and it no longer... It served as a state health facility for decades. It no longer exists, but its role in the community was important. Perched on a hill and hidden behind bushes, just off Curry Road and Mill Avenue in Tempe, is a building owned by ASU. It's known as the former Children's Hospital. Initially, the building was a tuberculosis hospital, but there's more to the story. Did you know the adjacent parking lot is the exact spot where the original Arizona State Tuberculosis Sanatorium in Tempe stood for decades, and its basement is still there?
It's still under the parking lot, probably just filled in with debris and dirt.
Jared Smith is a curator at the Tempe History Museum.
People are driving over it as we speak right now. They're driving actually through the old hospital. Very kind of odd thing to think about, and who knows how many of those folks have any clue that the original building was there.
The Tempe Sanatorium featured Islamic architecture with a dome, minaret-like pillars, and Middle Eastern-style windows. When the building opened in 1934, this area was considered the outskirts of the small town of Tempe. It was built close to the highway, what we know today as Mill Avenue.
They weren't really trying to hide it. I mean, in fact, it's almost... By building the architecture that way, they're trying to start to destigmatize TB.
The estimated 60-room sanatorium was built by the Civil Works Administration, the federal jobs creation program established after the Great Depression.
It was a state hospital, and I think it shows, especially at that time, the need to show that the state is taking care of that.
Smith says Arizona was growing. Cities and towns were expanding. Jobs were being created. That also meant there was a growing need to care for the increasing number of TB patients. All this prompted the construction of a modern sanatorium. Well-known Tempe doctor Benjamin B. Moore was among its biggest supporter.
He gave one of the main introductory speeches, probably the main speech, to introduce this new hospital. Probably helped to get some of the New Deal funds. Oh, by the way, he's governor of Arizona.
Back to the hospital's large basement. Historians believe it housed the building's specialized equipment.
We're not talking about a root cellar here. We're talking about something very substantial underpinning the whole building.
By the 1950s, there was talk of building a new, larger sanatorium. In 1964, the new TB hospital opened right next to the old one. That sanatorium only served TB patients for about another 10 years. In the 1970s, it became Arizona's first children's hospital. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.